Ryan Haskins here to talk about the upcoming event at the Sioux City Orpheum Theater. Of course, it's the Sioux City Symphony Orchestra getting a bit of a jump start on St. Patrick's Day on this Saturday night. It's never too early to celebrate St. Patrick's Day, really.
Never.
No. And it's Cherish the Ladies who will be performing with the orchestra. Tell us about this, what is it, a five-woman ensemble?
Yeah, it's really, they tout themselves as an Irish Celtic supergroup, and it really is. I mean, you don't hear that too often, do you? But
well, not enough anyway.
Right. Well, it's an incredible group, collection of people. Cherish the Ladies themselves. It's a five member band, with their leader Joni Madden, who is like the best tin whistle player in the world. She's won competitions and named most influential Irish woman in the world. I mean, this is an incredible person who's done wonderful things for not just music, but the Irish Celtic scene. And she's sort of the heartbeat of what this group is about. And it's her on flute and tin whistle and vocals. And then a guitarist, a fiddle player, accordion player, and someone else.
A piano player? Singing. Keyboard player?
Yep, keyboard, yep. So and they're also bringing dancers with them. So we'll have traditional dance. Couple of the guys that are dancing are also world champions of Irish dance. And
the step dancing?
Yeah, dancing, yeah. So it's going to be a great evening full of music, and the symphony is pretty much on tap the entire night, complimenting them and playing back and forth. You know, we always talk about the ideal artist that we bring to Sioux City to perform here, and Cherish the Ladies sort of fits that mold because it's they're so entertaining, so funny. It's an experience you're not going to want to miss.
So it's kind of their show, and then you guys are kind of augmenting them. It's not like a solo artist comes and they perform like a violin concerto and then they leave and then it's
the
orchestra.
Right.
They're going to be there the whole night.
It's the whole night. Yeah. It's you know, they've been doing it. We were just talking about it. What, about 30 years, I guess?
I think they're going into their 30th year as performing.
So, I mean, they have a repertoire, you know, under their belt. And they have many, many different albums. They got their start, really, through Keith Lockhart, and the Boston Pops started at Cincinnati, the Cincinnati Pops, and it was such a hit. He said, this is something that needs to be explored, and he took them to Boston, and they played Boston Pops, and played Tanglewood, and it took off from there. So they've been playing hundreds and hundreds of concerts really around the world with symphony. They also have programs without the symphony and holiday concerts, but we're going to be treated to their symphony program, which is really special because a lot of this music lives in the world of symphonic sounds and strings and sort of fleshed out harmonies into the winds and brass. So it's going to be a lot of fun for us a really great entertainment on Saturday.
So as a music director of this event, do you have to bring extra like harps into the orchestra or bagpipers or anything like that?
No, not for us, at least. They sort of bring the nuance. They bring the special silver lining to it all. Their voices, if you just do a quick search on them, it's a really beautiful presentation of the music. And there are a lot of groups like this that are around. That has to be said. But I will say this, that this group is probably the most authentic performing Celtic group today, because they all have the heritage right from Ireland, and they each studied in their own way many of the different aspects of traditional Irish Celtic music, which it can't be said for a lot of other performing groups. Mm-hmm. And there are also other ways of preserving that tradition that I think Cherish Ladies has done, and that's the main reason why they're successful. They haven't sort of, to be sort of cliche, they haven't sold out. you know, that what you're experiencing, the magic of this performance is authentic. And it's so good because it's authentic and because it's these tunes that are hundreds and hundreds of years old, played on a tin flute just like they would have been back then. And they have a lovely narration that takes you through the evening. So it's going to be a really wonderful night to enjoy some of the best Celtic music being performed today.
So there's not like an Irish guy sitting in Boston somewhere going, I remember when Irish the ladies when they were still good.
Yeah, we don't have that. We don't have anyone swinging from the rafters on, you know, playing the violin or something like that. There are out there, but not in this program. It's really all about the music, and it's really about the storyline, and it's something that is going to be special and you're going to want to be a part of. It's a really entertaining evening.
Now, there's also, aside from the music, there's kind of gearing up, sort of like tailgating, but inside.
Right. Well put, Steve. Well put. There's a 5:30 start. There's the Irish Fest, which is going to be appetizers and libations and events beforehand at 5:30 in the Orpheum.
That's going to be in the Orpheum, not in Momo's.
Right. Okay. Yep, that's going to be in the lobby. And to attend that, you have to have a ticket for the evening, for
and
the concert.
I would imagine you have to be 21 for that? Or
I would imagine so. Okay. I suppose you could maybe enjoy that without certain aspects of alcohol and such.
Yes. Okay.
Anyway, but yeah, come and enjoy some really great music by local people here. Father Patrick Walsh is sort of leading the group. Some fun pre-concert music. That's starting at 5:30 again, and then the performance with Cherish the Ladies begins at 7:30.
Okay. Well, we have just a little bit of time left. What else is coming up later on in the season for the Sioux City Symphony?
The little thing called West Side Story.
Yes, there's that. And that's getting underway. Is that going on now? Are they rehearsing for that now?
There is a lot of production happening right now. In fact, I just came in from a couple of those meetings literally a couple minutes ago. Just flew in for this interview, Steve. but the actors, the cast will be here just in a matter of a few weeks, starting of April. And they'll be here for 3 weeks in preparation for the performances on April 21st and 22nd, which is going to be out of this world. Not ever seen before. We are, as normal, trying new things and adventurous things, and this is going to be groundbreaking, historic performances of West Side Story in April.
Well, that's something we'll talk about in another interview. For now, though, we're talking about Cherish the Ladies, which gets underway sort of 5:30, kind of a pre-event on Saturday night, and then the concert itself starts at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. The man conducting the plan, Mr. Maestro Ryan Haskins, has been with me this morning. For Siouxland Public Media, I'm Steve Smith.